Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
All right, so if he or she is demanding that you clear your social media of all pictures from exes, is it a big old red flag or not? Who's got the email?
I got a trigger warning, briefly mentions domestic abuse. Hey, Bird Show. Welcome, Abby. P1 here, needing some help. I'm a divorced mom who has recently re-entered the dating world. Previously, I was in a relationship that started in 2005 until the divorce in 2018. Now, with nearly 20 years of that public history on social media and two kids later, I've been seeing someone new for several months. The divorce was the result of a domestic violence situation, so I prefer to remain anonymous. Since the quote-unquote someone new found out the reason for the divorce, he understandably finds it difficult to comprehend how I can have such a peaceful relationship with my ex after everything he's done. I refuse to allow my ex to steal my peace, and I have to co-parent with him. So I'm just living my life and not dwelling on how he treated me in the past. Anyway, Facebook memories have created a bit of an issue today. I posted a few of my family and kids, nothing with the ex, and he sent me a picture from that same day that I didn't share of me and my ex, jokingly asking if I was going to share that one too. I didn't find it amusing. Issue number one, that post was from 2010. I saw the memory but didn't share it, meaning he really went that far back through my history to get the screenshot.
Okay, just hit pause. Bert, I want you to fully understand what this man did. She shared a memory on her Facebook page from 2010.
Mm-hmm.
He went to her Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
had to scroll
mm-hmm.
And scroll all the way back to 2010 to save a picture of her and her husband, to text it to her and say, hey, are you going to share this one too?
Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem.
That's a big problem.
That's a big old problem right there.
Red flag? I mean, we've all stalked our new love interest on social, right?
Not back to 2010.
Mm-mm.
But maybe I just feel like it's the actual admitting it part that would make me feel crazy. For the record, I don't think he's crazy, but I do think he's torturing himself, and it's not healthy, and he agreed. Issue number two. He doesn't understand why I don't just take the photos down if it bothers him to see it. He says he will accept it and respect it if I decide to leave them up. But in his mind, the obvious route would be to just delete it all so it doesn't hurt him. Why can't he just refrain from looking at the last 20 years of history if it bothers him so much? Those photos are a part of my story. Our relationship wasn't always ugly. And as those memories pop up, I can show my kids their story. Because in my mind, mine and my ex's story is their story. He says as a child who lived through similar circumstances, any picture of my ex just kind of triggers him. Never been through that trauma, so maybe I don't get how he relates one to the other. We've tried to talk it through and understand each other's perspectives, but this one has left us both without a clear idea of how to move forward. He's trying to tell me he understands, while it's clear he's still hurt. I don't want to intentionally hurt him, but I don't feel like I should have to erase part of my past to make him comfortable. I also understand how tempting it can be to look, even if you know it's not healthy. Thoughts? Am I completely out of touch after being out of the dating world for so long? Is it the norm to delete everything from one relationship as you move into the next? Thanks, friends. P.S. If it matters, this is the first red flag I've seen in months. Literally everything else has been amazing, and I had convinced myself that I found the one.
So I think there's a couple of things to dig in here on, and here's where I get tripped up, and I'm wondering if Cassie does also, because we are fiercely independent in committed relationships, which sometimes can get really, really tricky, because at the end of the day, when you're married or you're engaged, you're part of a team, right? But where do you draw that line in a case like this? You're not doing anything wrong at all. This dude clearly is bothered by it, and he's got the problem, right? Where do you draw the line of going, this is not a me thing, this is a you thing. I'm sorry that you're hurt, but you are sacrificing yourself if she deletes all of these, because she's doing nothing wrong. This has been over 10 years ago. But you also want to be sensitive, and you never really want to hurt your partner. So where do you draw that line of like, this is a you thing, not a me thing? You deal.
Man, that's a tough one. I don't think I have the answer, because I still struggle with that. And if I were in this situation, I'd be sharing more pictures. I literally would, and I would double down. I'd be like, for me, it's, you don't get to tell me what to do about my past. That was my past. That is my life. You weren't a part of it. It's very much real. You don't get to control that. Us moving forward together, you have an impact and a say in my life now, because I'm choosing to be with you and vice versa. So I think if it were like, if my partner broke down and was like, this really hurts me deeply to my core, and like had an emotional plea, like then of course I'd listen. But this kind of behavior would just make me double down and be like, absolutely not. I need to draw the line real hard, so you understand you are here because I want you here. Mm-hmm. You don't get to control me.
Right.
What I find really frustrating about this situation is he's kind of conjuring up a problem from thin air, because it would be one thing if she had gone back, found that photo from 13 years ago and made the decision to share it and be like, look what I did 13 years ago with my ex-husband. But he's going back 13 years and then projecting. It's almost like he's trying to manipulate her by saying that he's triggered by the circumstances from his childhood, and saying, well, seeing him reminds me of that. Well, you didn't have to see it. You went back 13 years to see it. She didn't share it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a him thing.
It is a him thing.
It's a him thing. And I don't even know that this is a huge red flag or anything, but he certainly is feeling insecure about it. And what do you think?
I agree. I would have a conversation with him, because she said everything else, literally everything else, has been amazing. So to me, if this is the one thing, it's a red flag, but I don't think you should leave. I think it's a conversation. You have to let him know this isn't okay, and you got to work on this on your own.
The Burt Show.